It's a schosset and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. Here we are, Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, and we're going to do as we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah starts off, Perek Yud Beis, Vayomer Hashem El Avram, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha U'miladecha U'mibeis Avicha El Ha'aretz Asher Areka. Hashem comes to Avram and he says, Lech Lecha, you're going to leave your land, you're going to leave your birthplace, you're going to leave your father's house, and you're going to go to this great land. And the first question is, we know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, Parakei, that Avram had 10 nisyonos, he had 10 tests. And most of the Rishonim say that what was one of these tests was Lech Lecha, that he has to leave. Very interesting. Lech Lecha is Gematria 100. Avram at this, when he was 75, right? Avram lived 175 years old. Lech Lecha is Gematria 100. My father loves Gematria, right? So, and again, there's very little written about Avram from the age of 1 to 75. A lot of Midrashim about it. But the first question is, Rashi says, that what does it mean, Ve'eschel Legoi Gadol? You're gonna go and you're gonna have a journey and this and that, but great things are gonna happen with you. Vavarcha, says Rashi, with money, mamon. And then he says that you're gonna be able to bless whoever you want. It's gonna be such a great thing. And the first question is, was it a test? Was it not a test? Meaning, if someone is promised that they're gonna have all their riches and all these great things, so what was the test of Lech Lecha? Of course, it's hard to leave your birthplace. But again, Avram, the Midrashim say that Avram rejected all the Avodah Zarah of his father. He rejected all the bad things. He was able to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what was this test of Lech Lecha if Hashem told him that great things are going to happen from him? Furthermore, we know the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says, which we say every day, three times a day in Shemona Esrei, it says, Magen Avraham. Why specifically is Avram referred to as Magain? Why is he the shield? What does it mean that Avram is the shield? Why not Yaakov? Why not Yitzchak? Why is it specifically Magain Avraham? We'll call that 1B. Okay, question 2. If you look a little further, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Dalet, it says, Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber Alav Hashem. Vayelech Ito Lo. Right, and Avram went as Hashem said, Diber, and he took Lot. And then it's the next pasuk. Pasuk Hey. Vayikach Avram et Sarah Yishto. Ask the great Nitziv. The Nitziv was Rav Natali Svi Yehuda Berlin. The Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin. Tremendous. They tell a great story in one of his Hakdamas. He says an awesome story. It was Hakdama to Emek Shela. He says, when he was a little boy, he heard his parents talking. And his parents were saying things, and they said, you know, what's going to be with Naftali? He's not being matzliach in his learning. Okay, he'll be a shoemaker. We'll try to make him. And when he heard that, when little Naftali heard that, he started crying. And he said, no, I want to be bigger. And he pushed, and he pushed, and he pushed, and he became the Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin. Can you imagine? And he writes that story in the beginning of his Hakdama to Emek Shela, that he was going to come up to Shemayim, and Hashem would say, where is your Emek Shela? And he'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. But Baruch Hashem, he heard that conversation, and he was able to push himself. But the great Nitziv says, I don't get it. It says, Vayelech Avram Kasher Diver Alav Hashem, and he takes Lot. And then it says, Vayikach Avram Et Sar Yishto. What, there's two goings? Meaning he took Lot, and then he went and he took Sarai, his wife. Why is there two goings? Question 2. Question 3, at the end of the Parsha, we know that Avram got a bris milah. Can you imagine a 99 years old getting a bris milah? Baruch Hashem, we get a bris milah at 8 days. Right? We don't remember it. I don't think anyone remembers it. Even if you have a great memory, 8 days, you know. So, but he got a bris milah at 99. But here's the question. Avram was commanded to get a bris milah. But the problem is like this. Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches, that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So if Avram knew all of the Torah, then why did he have to be commanded to do Bris Milah? Why? Furthermore, there's an amazing Medrash. The Medrash says Nimo. And there's a conversation between Rav Levi and Rav Brachia. Rav Levi said, you know what it means that Avram got a Bris Milah? You know what it means? That really he had a bris milah. At 8 days, he had a bris milah. However, when he was 99, he just cut off a little foreskin. And Rav Brachia turns to Rav Levi and he says, Rav Levi, you're a shakrun! You're a liar! There's no way! Avraham Avinu had a real bris milah at 99 years old. What's the give and take? What's the give and take between Rav Levi and Rav Brachia? So again, let's discuss it over. Make sure that we have the questions, because again, you got to always know, you know, the questions, and you got to have Dibrei Torah in your back pocket. Question one, Lech Lecha. Everyone calls it a test, but if you're promised wealth and prosperity and everything, what kind of test is that? Hashem is God's talking to you. That's a test. Seems pretty easy. Question one. Question two, the question in the Nitziv. It says that he took Lot, Vayikach Lot, Kasher Diber Alav Hashem, and then he went and took Sarai. What are there's two goings? What's going on? And lastly, how come Avram had to be commanded to do Bris Milah if the Gemara says in Yuma that he kept Kol HaTorah Kula? So what's the Yisod? What's the foundation point? What can we learn? What can we try to answer up all these questions? Again, we'll throw in some stories. We love stories. Avram had a dilemma. On the one hand, he had his father telling him that he should worship idols. And on the other hand, he knew that there has to be a real purpose in life. And he always would question himself, why am I here? What am I doing in this world? Why did God put me in this world? If you didn't need me in this world, then why am I here? And it's very interesting. The Rambam in his Mishnah Torah, the Rambam wrote 14 books in the Mishnah Torah. He went through all of Shas, and he codified different halachas. And very interesting, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he goes at length. He doesn't normally do this in Mishnah Torah. And he goes at length discussing the what happened, how Avraham, he goes through Jewish history. How they believed, and they didn't believe, and they were involved in Avera. And then when it gets to Avraham, he talks about how he started believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was three, and then he developed more things. And the Rambam goes at length, talking about the progression, because the Torah doesn't talk so much about Avraham. But Avraham's main idea is, why am I here? What am I doing with myself? Why did God put me in this world? You know, a test. When a teacher gives a test, the teacher usually knows. He can look around the room, right? I'm looking around the room. I can tell you who knows things, who doesn't know things. Obviously, oh, you guys know things, so don't worry. But a teacher could tell right away. Now, so what's the point of a test? Right? Why is a teacher giving the class a test? So the Ramban writes, Nachmanides writes, that you know what the point of a test is? Koach HaMenusa. It's not always for the teacher or for God, because God knows everything. You know what the point of a test is? For the person themselves to see where they're holding. You know, it's amazing. Avram was able to have this belief. He was the pinnacle of bitachon. He realized that there's a Rabbonu Shalom in the world. He realized that I'm nothing without God. God put me in this world to serve Him. And that's why I'm here. And I'm here to go and spread. I'm going to spread and trying to influence other people, realizing the truth. And Avram had the bitachon. He had the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the Vilna Gaon says, very interesting, the Vilna Gaon says, we say in davening three times a day, Melech Ozer Umoshiach Umagen, says the Vilna Gaon. What does Ozer mean? The helper, what does that mean? That a person needs to do hishtadlus. As we spoke about last week, we know that the Ramban says that they had to go into the Teva, even though it was a nes. A person, step one, has to do his shtadlus. He has to try his best. However, what's Moshiach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also the Savior. Imagine, Rachmana Litzlan, a doctor. You go to the doctor, and the doctor says to you, I just want to let you know, there was something that came up, and we're really nervous. Right at that point, the person has no one to turn to, except for our God. Moshiach, He's the Savior. You have nowhere else to turn because He is the one that's there for you. And what's Magen? Says the Vilna Gaon. You know what Magen is? Is that sometimes things don't make sense. Sometimes things go out of our logic because we think we know everything. And sometimes we have to realize that God has a reason for it. But you have to follow, even though in your mind it's not logical. But if you follow the Word of God, and things will be great. For example, stucco. A person wants to make it big. So therefore, he's going to invest his money in different things. So go tell that person. You know how you're going to make it big? I'll tell you how you're going to make it big. Go and give charity. What? That's making it big? I'm going and I'm giving away my money. But the Torah says, Aser Asrenu Lach. Hashem says, listen to me. If you want to be wealthy, you got to listen to me. And there's so many people that they weren't so wealthy, they started giving charity, and since they started giving charity, they got, wow, they really made it. Why? Because Hashem says, and it's against our logic, right? In next week's Parsha, and we could talk all about this, but Avram, his whole life was to tell people about there's a God, there's a purpose in this world. We're in this world to do what we can to get to Olam Haba. We're in this world to serve Hashem. And all of a sudden, he's against all the idol worship. He's against everything. And then God tells him, you got to go and sacrifice your son. Can you imagine that? Going, that's against his whole life's mission. But he still said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do it, then I must, and I must do it. So you know what the test for Avram was? Lech Lecha. What was that test? Again, if you're promised wealth and fortune and fame, what's the test? So it says in Mefarshim, you know what the test was? Avram didn't want any of that. All he wanted was to serve God. He didn't want any of the fanfare. He didn't want any of the wealth. All he wanted to do was serve Hashem. And now a person can say, listen, we're B'nai Avraham. We are the children of Avraham. Okay, Avraham, Abraham, our forefather. But me, I'm not Avraham. I'm not going I'm not going preaching to the world. Everyone knows that the Jews are right. Just look in the news, right? Just look, we're 1% of the world and everyone wants to take us on. They're all fighting about Israel. Because everyone knows we're the chosen nation. That started from Avraham. But what does that have to do with me? Because Avram is teaching us, right? It says, the Ramban writes, that you all know, Ma'is Avos Simin Labanim, that the things that happen to our Avos happen to us. So that could be like, oh, the things that happen to them, no. Says Rav Nissen Alpert, who was the greatest Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? A tremendous Talmud, right? He was his Talmud Muvok. My grandfather, Rav Bamzu Zatzal, he was able to learn, he got smicha from Rav Moshe, right? But this great Talmud, Rav Nissen Alpert, says a Kabbalistic thing. He says that, you know what Avram was teaching us? I'm going to give you the DNA of what a Jew is. The DNA of what a Jew is a person, as we spoke about last week, that doesn't give up, that realizes that there has to be a God in this world, that he believes and he has bitachon, and he has struggles, but he realizes that I'm in this world for a reason. I'm in this world to get close to Hashem, and sometimes it's hard because we have so many outside distractions. But a person's able to do it. He could do it so simply. He's in davening. And it's hard to focus. And we'll talk a lot more about davening, what davening means and how we can make it practical. And we're going to work. You're going to see there's going to be big things in yeshiva about davening. But imagine, right now, we can make a change. Right? We can make a change 10 seconds before Shemona Esrei. Before we, as I said last week, we do tefillah sederet because we're all over the place. Right? You're going on a journey. When all the things that you think about the whole week happen in Shemona Esrei. Right? It happens to everyone. But 10 seconds before you dive in your Shemona Esrei, think about what you're doing. You're talking to God. You're asking for things. You're thanking Him. Right before Shema, 10 seconds. That's not a long time. It's 10 seconds. Before you put your hand over your eyes and you take the sovereignty of God, you think 10 seconds that I'm in this world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll tell you an awesome story. There was a great Gadol. His name was Rav Gusman. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He built a yeshiva in Shari Chesed. My parents, shout out to my parents, Shari Chesed, right? The apartment in Shari Chesed. And Rav Gusman went through the Holocaust, and he built this yeshiva. He has tons and tons of svarim used in so many yeshivas. Mamish, like we're learning Maseches Kedushin, he has pages and pages of pages on shlichus and mitzvah bal yosef and mishlucho. Just keeps on going. Listen to this awesome. Rav Gusman, he was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. And one time, you know, he was chilling with his Rav, the Brisker Rav, who was also was the Gadol Ador. And the Brisker Rav was walking with him. And he said, you know, this plant is, you can eat. This plant is poisonous. Because Gedolim, they know everything, right? They say the Chazon Ish, it's a fact. You could look, you could Google it. that the Chazon Ish, the best doctors in Eretz Yisrael, came to the Chazon Ish. They weren't sure about different surgeries, and the Chazon Ish was able to paskin and tell you what you should do in a different heart surgery, a brain surgery. And they said, "What do you mean, Chazon Ish? You went to medical school?" No, because Chazon Ish learned everything in the Torah. He knew everything about Treifos. He knew everything. Documented facts. Look online. The Chazon Ish, amazing, because everything's in the Torah. Now, this the Briskerov knew all he knew about botany. He knew about everything. A lot of Gedolim know a lot of things. Now, he told him all these different things. Now, this saved his life. Why did this save his life? Because he was in the Holocaust, and he had to run into the forest, and he had no food. He had no food. And the way he survived was knowing the plants that will keep him alive and knowing the plants that would kill him. But that's not even the story I want to tell you. Listen to this awesome story. Rav Gutzman had a yeshiva in Netzach Yisrael. And they decided there was a cafeteria nearby, an old age home, and they decided they were going to have all their meals with the old age home. They weren't sure about the hashkacha. Rav Gutzman looked into it, and he decided it's fine. It's a good hashkacha you could have in the cafeteria of the old age home. A person in hashkacha came to Rav Gutzman, and he said, "Listen, the hashkacha that you're letting your students, your bachurim, go to is a terrible hashkacha. You can't. You can't say that this hashkacha is good. And if you do, we're going to put up all the posters in Me'ez Sharim and all the places that we're putting Rav Gutzman in Chayrim. We're going to put him in Chayrim." Rav Gutzman turned to this guy, and he said like this, "I had the most kavod in my life, I had the most honor in my life, and I had the hardest times in my life. I'll tell you, you know what the most kavod I had? I was 21 years old. I walked in, there was a big asifa, a big gathering of the greatest gedolim, and I walked in late, a couple minutes late. And Rav Chaim Ozer Grudzinski, who was the Gadol Hador, hands down the Gadol Hador, stood up for me when I was 21 years old. And the whole place stood up for me. You don't get more kavod than that, and that was the highest moment of my life. Obviously, I wasn't seeking the kavod, but I had the most kavod in my life that the Gadol Hador stood up for me, and the whole place stood up for me. And I'll tell you that I had the hardest time in my life. I went through the Holocaust, I lost my wife, I lost my kids, and I lost my only son, and not only that, I had to take, when he was killed, I had to take his shoes off of him, Nebuch. Can you even imagine? I had to take off his shoes, and I had to barter his shoes to make sure that I had a little money. I've had the hardest times in life, and I had the greatest times in life. And if you think you're going to scare me right now, I do everything for God. And I went through this, and I thought about this, I'm not scared of you. I'm doing everything for the boss. All for the boss. I'm here for the Rabbona Shalom. I'm here for Hashem. So let's answer some of these questions. Lech Lecha, what was the test of Avraham? If you're promised fortune, is that a test? Avraham didn't want any of the fanfare. He got the fanfare. He got the bracha. We're from Avraham so long ago. And you know, we're the chosen nation. Let's just call a fact a fact. A spade a spade. We're the chosen nation. That's why all of the nations don't like us. But Avraham didn't want anything. All he wanted was that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why Magen Avraham? Because even if it's against my logic, still Avraham had the bitachon. He had the belief. He had the connection with Hashem. He felt that God was with him every second, even during hard times. Even when he lost his wife, Nebuch, he realized that the Rabbona Shalom is with him. What's the answer to the Netziv's Kasha? Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber Alav Hashem. Why Lashon Diber? Says the Netziv. Now, you know, like when you're making a decision and you're not sure to do it or not, and you're going back and forth, should I do it, should I not, and get advice. Avram said, I'm going for it. Kasher Diber. If the Gemara Makos says that Diber is Lashon Kasher, he realized that if God's telling me to do it, there's no question about it. And he went and he took. He went, says the Netziv. He went to Eretz Yisrael. He went to go set up shop. And then he came back to get Sarah, his wife. Amazing. If God is telling me to do something, I do it. What about Nimol? Avram, why do you need a bris milah? He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. Says the Mizrahi, as we've spoken about earlier, what's greater, mitzvah yoseh or ainah mitzvah yoseh? When I'm commanded to do something or when I'm not commanded to do something? You could think, when I'm not commanded, right? My wife tells me, right, or I decide out of my own volition to take out the garbage without my wife telling me. That's a great thing. Right, or my mother didn't ask me to clean up and I go and clean up. Ah, maybe I'm trying to, why am I doing that? I'm trying to get the car keys, I'm trying to get some cash. Right? I'm doing a good thing, but I'm trying, I have maybe an ulterior motive. But when it's mitzuva v'oseh, I'm doing it because God told me. I'm commanded. Even if I don't understand, I still do it. Says the Mizrahi, I'm doing it because of God. The yesod is that we try to do things for God. We try to learn, not just to be intellectual, but we do it because we realize that this is Hashem's Torah. What was the fight between Rav Levi and Rav Brachia? Rav Levi said that, you know, how can it be? Rav Levi said that he had a bris mila in the beginning. 99, he just did Hatavas Dam Bris, he just took off some foreskin. Says Rav Brachia, what are you talking about? Shakron. Avram's test was that even though he was 99 years old, can you imagine, 99 years old, and still, he said, God told me to get a bris mila. I'm going to do and get a bris mila. So again, the yesod is we got to push. You can't give up on yourself. You got to realize the opportunities we have this year, and we have to take advantage. We have to take advantage of our learning, realizing, wow, look what God has given us. Look what our parents have given us. We're in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to go to Eretz Yisrael, and we're in Eretz Yisrael. And we're able to learn our Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. We got to take advantage. And we have to push. We can't give up. We have to realize that we're Bnei Avram. We have to do all for the Ribbono Shel Olam, all for the boss, all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to end with this, I said this before, it's awesome, it's an amazing thing, that there was something called the 4-minute mile. Right? Maybe you guys heard about this, you could Google it also. No one was able to run the mile in less than 4 minutes. John Landy from Australia ran it in 4 minutes and 10 seconds. Finally, he got it to 4 minutes and 3 seconds. And there were so many people that got so close, but they couldn't do it. In May 6, 1954, a man by the name of Roger Bannister, I remember once giving a shiur in Ribera Wine Shul, and thank God I had the dates in front of me, and they all screamed out, Roger Bannister. Again, you know, 1954. You know, so they all screamed out Roger Bannister. And he broke it. He broke the 4-minute mile, and he ran it in, I think, 3 minutes. I'm going to be careful what I say. He'll say 3 minutes and 58 seconds. Okay? And he broke the 4-minute mile. He was the first one. Now, you know what's something amazing that happened that year? The same year, 26 people broke the 4-minute mile. You know what that tells you? That sometimes we set limits on ourselves. He broke it. Roger Bannister broke the record. And all of a sudden, everyone was able to do it. If you believe in yourself, and you believe in Hashem, and again, Ozer, Hashem wants you to put his shtadlis in. You got to push and work hard. You got to show up. You got to put your best effort, put your best foot forward. Ozer, but you have to realize, Moshiach u'magen, that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu calling the shots. Bezer Hashem, everyone will learn so much from Parshas Lech Lecha. Realize that we're Bnei Avram. Realize that we're in this world to conquer, to learn Torah, to do chesed. To do chesed, even when you're doing chesed. So many guys told me that they're doing chesed and working with yachad and different things. Even when you're doing that, take 10 seconds before and say, wow, Hashem gave me the ability to help another person, a person that's challenged. We could connect everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person realizes this, his whole life will be spirituality. Bezus Hashem, we should keep on growing together in our learning, and everyone should have an amazing Parshas Lech Lecha. Have a great Shabbos.